All right, I'm joined here with head softball coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Coach Katie King, and exciting times for the Lakers. It's hard to believe that the spring softball season is winding down here, but we're amping up for tournament play. And Coach, just real quick, talk to us, you know, about the team, the season. You guys have an incredible season so far, and I know your sophomore class has really meant a lot to you and the program and Iowa Lakes. You know, talk to us about the sophomore class and the leadership, and then you know, also your newcomers that have really stepped up and helped out this season.
Yeah, you know, the sophomores have been really great. All seven of them that returned started for us last year on a good season. And so that in-game experience has really done well for us. It's one of some close ball games, and it's allowed us to really score a lot of runs against some teams that we should be able to. You know, Lexi Chase in the circle has always been a go-to, but Eliah Johnson has really stepped up this year from last year to be that solid number two or number one in our lineup as far as pitching as well. And then at freshman, Bryn Bowman has been a huge help for us offensively. She has broke the freshman home run record, and that is after taking about 3 weeks off to a torn ACL. But she is actually rehabbed and is going to play for us, which definitely helps offensively. McKenna Jones and Paige Grafton have both slid in very well and given us some power. And the gem, the hidden gem, is Alyssa Thorson. She bats in our nine spot and plays center field for us, but is actually batting about .450 and just got player of the week. So she's done an amazing job in that position, producing runs as well as turning the lineup over for the top.
Yeah, and the Lakers finish, the regular season on a 16-game winning streak and just playing a really high level right now. Talk to us about, you know, your expectations and what that means for the program as you head into tournament play here.
It definitely makes you feel good. We put a lot of runs up on the board the last few games, the last 16 games, and hoping to carry that momentum into the tournament. You're going to have to score runs to win in our side, as well as pitching has to be great. Our pitchers have allowed, I believe, like 20 earned runs in the last 16 games, which is pretty good. And so they're doing really well in the circle and just hoping to put it all together.
Yeah, and speaking of the tournament, the Lakers earned the 3 seed and will start tournament play this weekend as they travel to Cedar Rapids with Kirkwood Community College. They will play Northeast this Friday at 4 p.m. So just talk to us a little bit about your thoughts on the tournament, expectations, what you're talking to the team about, and then kind of how the tournament, the setup and the format of what it will look like.
Yeah, you know, every team in our conference is a very strong team, and so every game, we're just going one game at a time. Our goal is to beat Northeast, and then we'll move on to what's happening next. So we have Northeast, Ellsworth, and Kirkwood on our side of the bracket. Northeast is the 5 seed, and Ellsworth is the 6 seed, Kirkwood being the 2. And so trying to get past Northeast to begin with, and then taking on whoever we find, Kirkwood or Ellsworth after that.
Awesome, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.